So it's that time of the year again when we get ready to welcome the great King Mahabali. I have heard travel stories of many kinds, of gods and kings traveling across mountains and oceans, of people and ideas traveling around the world. But here's a unique travel story of a king who traverses the realms and travels from the underworld to meet his beloved people once every year. The story of Onam. Many years ago, there lived a king named Mahabali, who ruled over all three worlds, the heavens, the earth, and the underworld. Mahabali was a kind and just king. His people were very happy under his rule. But some were not so happy, particularly the gods, and mainly their leader Indra, who felt threatened by Mahabali's popularity and power. They all went running to Lord Vishnu, seeking his help.
"Oh, please, Lord Vishnu," they pleaded. "Deliver us from the rising power of King Mahabali."
Lord Vishnu refused. "I shall do no such thing," he replied. "Mahabali is a great devotee of mine, and besides, I see no reason to destroy him."
"Oh, please, Lord Vishnu," the gods pleaded once again. "Don't you see? He has become all too powerful. He is a threat to us."
Lord Vishnu pondered over the request and decided he'd do something after all. Down below on earth, King Mahabali was preparing for an Ashwamedha Yajna, a sacrifice kings performed back in those days where they allowed a horse to wander wildly and claimed all the territory where it had run as their own. Lord Vishnu took the form of a small dwarf boy named Vamana and appeared before the king asking for alms.
"Ask for whatever you wish," King Mahabali told the dwarf boy.
"I seek no more than land, which is covered by my three steps," Vamana replied.
"Certainly," agreed Mahabali, surprised by how little the boy was asking for.
As soon as he had agreed, something astonishing began to take place. Vamana now began to grow in size. He grew larger and larger, until he was so enormous that he reached the sky. Then, with his gigantic first step, Vamana covered the heavens. With his second gigantic step, Vamana covered the earth. Everyone watched with great anxiety. But King Mahabali stood by unperturbed, fully prepared to honour his word, no matter what the consequences. Before Vamana could take his third enormous step, King Mahabali bent down at his feet, realising his time was up. With Vamana's third step, King Mahabali was pushed into the underworld.
"I have granted you your wish," the king said to Lord Vishnu thereafter. "Now won't you grant me mine?"
Lord Vishnu smiled, deeply impressed by the king. "Ask for whatever you wish."
"I have been thrust into the underworld, and I shall accept that with grace," said the good king. "But allow me to return to my kingdom once every year, so that I may meet my dear people and assure myself about their well-being and their happiness."
"So it shall be," Lord Vishnu nodded, moved by the king's deep love for his people. And so it is that every year King Mahabali makes an epic journey to Kerala, all the way from the underworld, to meet his beloved people who rejoice in welcoming him with pookolams or flower rangolis, great feasts, snake boat races, tiger dances, and much more. This 10-day festival celebrating the return of Mahabali is called Onam.
There, now you know the legend of an epic travel journey. But when King Mahabali returns to his people this year, how do you think he will feel? Kerala has been hit by the worst floods in its history. Hundreds are dead, thousands homeless, and millions impacted. It's time each of us do whatever we can to support the people of Kerala in rebuilding their lives after the tragedy. You too can make a difference. Find out how you can contribute and do your bit, so that when King Mahabali leaves at the end of Onam this year, he will rest assured that his people are in safe hands.